Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. It is Tuesday, June 24th. So, we got just a couple things today. I love the title of this. I'll try not to make any jokes. I'm just going to read it as it is. Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Healthy Lifestyle Talk, Vasectomy, the Nuts and Bolts of the Procedure. Join Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Dr. Stacy Brown for a healthy lifestyle talk on a safe and effective form of permanent birth control for men. The talk, titled Vasectomy, the Nuts and Bolts of the Procedure, is set for Thursday, June 23rd, 5:30 p.m. This talk is free, open to the public to attend in person or watch via YouTube or Zoom. A vasectomy is a minor surgical procedure used as a permanent form of male birth control or contraception to prevent pregnancy. Dr. Brown will discuss the types of vasectomies available and dispel common myths surrounding the surgery. He will also take questions at the end of the talk session. Dr. Brown graduated from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, before completing his family medicine residency at the Ventura County Medical Center. Dr. Brown offers a full spectrum of family medicine in his practice, including dermatology. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Family Medicine and serves as the medical director of the Rural Health Clinic. This educational presentation is part of NIHD's ongoing Healthy Lifestyle Talk series. The talks are open to the public and free of charge. Once again, the talk will be presented in three formats. In person, at the Birch Street Annex, that's 2957 Birch Street in Bishop. Space is limited to 15 people and masks are required. Broadcast live on the Northern Inyo Healthcare District YouTube channel. Please note that the participation in the Q&A section on YouTube, you will need to be logged into your own account. If you don't have a YouTube or a Gmail account, it would be best to log into Zoom. Presented live on Zoom. That's your last option. For information about that, go to nih.org/events-calendar or just go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the link there. The nuts and bolts. Eastern Sierra Pride is looking to help staff vendor tables at Mammoth Events. We need your help to staff our vendor space at events and spread the word about Eastern Sierra Pride in Mono County. Urgent need. Flash Foxy Trail Fest. That's Saturday, June 25th. They'll be tabling at Flash Foxy Trail Fest this weekend and need volunteers to help staff the tables on Saturday, June 25th in Mammoth Lakes at Shady Rest Park. Two volunteers needed to cover the 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. time slot. Not as urgent, but help is still needed for the Mono Arts Council Arts on the 4th, Friday through Monday, June 1 through 4. They'll be tabling at Arts on the 4th all 4 days and need volunteers to help staff the table in Mammoth Lakes at Footloose Parking Lot. Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll also be in Mammoth Lakes 4th of July Parade, and they need a truck and possibly a trailer to glam up and spread the word about Eastern Sierra Pride. Tabling at events is a lot of fun, a great way to hear firsthand positive feedback about the organization, and an easy way to meet lots of people. Pretty cool. Those guys started up and they hit the ground running. I'm almost jealous. They're keeping up with me. I started off and it was like, boom, go. We're going to do as many things as we can. Those guys do the same thing. Maybe I ought to get them on my board. They don't mess around. Okay. Let's cut to our advertisers here really fast. And then we will end things up with a pretty racy issue.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Okay, thank you for that. And remember that the mobile app is live and ready to change the game. You need to get that. Go to the App Store, and I believe it's available for Android now. It's for sure available for OS X. You want it. Trust me. Everything that you want to know, local news, local information, it's all right there in the palm of your hand. Head over and get that. The other best way to keep up with Eastern Sierra Now is to get your email address subscribed. So on EasternSierraNow.com, on the right-hand side in the email address bar, just put your email and hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. Then every time a new story comes out, you're going to get it. Also, I'd like to point out that we have hired a new intern today. His name is David Verba, and he is going to be kicking some butt on social media and video editing. So we are going to be pressing out farther as far as our social media content goes, and YouTube videos, that's tourist videos, dining reviews, things like that. We're going to be pushing a lot more now. So there's going to be a lot coming out. So stay tuned. Make sure you like and subscribe, or whatever they call it on each of the platforms, so that you won't miss, because some things are only on specific platforms, you see. So you're going to want to get everything. So go head over to our Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. There's going to be a TikTok, a freaking TikTok, right? That's going to be there. You're going to want to check that out. So go log in and sign on to those bad boys. And last but not least, I just want to give a little shout out to the taco. God, I love tacos. I love enchiladas and burritos. Everything Mexican food is so amazing. Like, it's the best food on the planet. I mean, I've always had this, like, do I like Italian better, Mexican better, Chinese better? I think I would have to pick sushi if I was going to pick, like, okay, I get one last meal. But I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying that's what I would pick. It's hard to say, but I have to admit, it makes it even harder when there's places like Astorga's Mexican Restaurant in Bishop. It almost makes it impossible to not choose Mexican, always. So they have takeout. You can order in online. You just go, you make your order. It's ready to go. You pick it up. So it's 760-872-3849 if you want to give them a call, or astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com. They have margaritas, tequilas, full bar. They have a full liquor license there. You can get whatever you want. I don't even need to talk about it anymore. You know. And if you haven't been there, go check it out. Trust me, you'll leave there and you'll be like, I'm going to call Jesse and make a commercial for him because that was fantastic. And it's true. Okay, so for our last story today, we're going to read this. It's a little bit of an update on what's going on with the Mammoth Unified School District and the employment of Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Wildman. So last week we posted the two letters that have been cycling around that people have been signing in support of Dr. Wildman and to keep her position there and extend it out further through 2025, I believe. I think her current position is through 24. Anyway, we got a call from a concerned teacher that works in the Mammoth community that was actually at the meetings in question that were called secret. I put that in air quotes. And this teacher wanted to set the record straight a little bit on what happened at these meetings from the staff perspective. So our own Kayla Barton put together a much more comprehensive layout of what's going on overall with this situation, so that way our viewers can be in the know, because I was even a little bit confused. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening up there. So she put in the research and she did a really good job. By the way, if you appreciate all the work Kayla's doing lately, head over to just this article would be fine, and just give her a little tip. You know, at the bottom you can click on her name, you can just give her a tip and go from there, and it's pretty great. It's a pretty cool thing that we have going there. So yeah, she would appreciate it. She kicks butt. She's so great. Okay, enough about Kayla. So last week, Eastern Sierra Now reported on the story from the perspective of Dr. Wildman's supporters. After publishing, we were approached by a concerned teacher who was present at the staff vote meeting referenced in the article and wanted to provide clarity and another perspective. Their opinions on the issue, like those of the other individuals quoted, are their own and don't represent any position held by Eastern Sierra Now. At the June 14th meeting, the Mammoth Unified School District Board of Education voted 4-1 against extending the contract of Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Wildman. The decision was the latest development in weeks-long community discourse after the Mammoth Education Association presented a vote of no confidence against Dr. Wildman to the board May 26th. The vote originated with a group of roughly 40 staff from the district's four schools who met to discuss complaints against Dr. Wildman and take a vote of no confidence. Acting as a representative of the MEA, Mammoth High School teacher Erin LeFrancois submitted the vote and read the signed statement to the board at its May 26th meeting. Sorry about the noise in the background. It's a stupid washing machine and I have to get something done at the same time as I'm doing this, so I'm going to try to cut it out. Hopefully it's not too bothersome. Sarah High School teacher Ruth Hensley concluded the presentation after LeFrancois' allotted 3 minutes elapsed and she was required to step down from the podium. The vote of no confidence was read to the board as follows. Sections marked by ellipses were unclear on the meeting's video recording and could not be transcribed. I will try to call those out as they happen. So, whereas Dr. Wildman is employed as the current superintendent of the Mammoth Unified School District and is tasked by the Board of Education with the oversight and management of all aspects and functions of the school district, including direct authority over internal and external district communications and bargaining with employees and associations, Dr. Wildman is additionally responsible for the oversight and management of the policies related to hiring, retaining, and the morale of the employees directly and indirectly under her charge. However, Dr. Wildman has been negligent in her responsibilities and is not collaborative with all stakeholders across the district, therefore damaging morale. And this is proven by surveys which are created to perceive opportunity for input from staff, students, and parents, in which information was ignored, edited, or even in some cases deleted. The school calendar, which once a collaborative process with a stakeholder, became a top-down decision-making process. Her monthly disposition has lack of input from stakeholders. Professional development has lack of input from stakeholders. Dr. Wildman, over the past 3 years, has engaged in a series of behaviors and actions which has left her employees deflated, broken, and divided. She has engaged in the foregoing behaviors and actions during a time of a nationwide teacher shortage. She has failed in her responsibility to create a positive and rewarding work environment in order to attract and retain highly qualified teachers. The behaviors and actions leading to the current state of relations and low morale between employees and management have included arbitrary changes in hiring practices without consultation or prior communication with staff, lack of positive representation of all students and staff to the board and to the community in general, misappropriation of resources, and all MUSD site lacked proper coverage of substitute teachers, outsourcing of professional development and hiring of high school principal and reducing FTE positions and adding HR administrative positions. Whereas Dr. Jennifer Wildman is not doing what is best for students or the community, has a disregard for the professional input from staff, lack of input for academic direction from teachers and instruction staff, and a misappropriation of funds. Whereas Dr. Jennifer Wildman is not trusted by the staff to make decisions that are in the best interest of the district. We are citing transparency, trust, dishonesty, manipulation, lack of accountability, and inequalities such as the HR department, parent advisory meetings with no translated documents, lack of presence on all campuses and in the Latino community. Therefore, be it resolved, the members of the Mammoth Education Association and undersigned employees have no confidence and no trust in the superintendent to effectively lead the Mammoth Unified School District. And therefore, be it further resolved that the members of the Mammoth Education Association and undersigned employees respectfully and willingly submit this vote of no confidence to the Board of Education of the Mammoth Unified School District. And therefore, be it finally resolved that the Mammoth Education Association members and undersigned employees urge the Board of Education of Mammoth Unified School to reconsider the terms of the contract of the superintendent because the students, staff, and parents deserve better. At Hensley's conclusion, one attendee could be heard to say, "That's right," and a number of attendees gave a standing ovation. Other complaints brought forward independently during the meeting by parents and district teachers, including a lack of support for families struggling with the transition to distance learning during pandemic school closures, lack of a collaborative work environment between teachers and administration, and staffing shortages remaining unaddressed by administration, underscored the grievance listed in the MEA's statement. In the aftermath, divisions over the issue grew. Those not in attendance at the initial staff meeting when the vote was decided and who support Dr. Wildman as superintendent responded with their own statements. Mammoth Middle School teacher Jill Orozco wrote a letter questioning the circumstances of the vote meeting and calling for another evaluation through different channels. "Dear MUSD stakeholders, there is a letter of support for the superintendent circulating that I have heard many of you won't sign because you are under the impression that the teachers are unified. We are not. I am a 23-year veteran teacher of MUSD, and I can assure you that MEA, our union, never actually held an official union vote. The teachers that signed the document in question that supposedly has over 60% of teacher support was signed in secret with fewer than 100% of teachers asked to participate. There was no official union meeting. Instead, a few teachers and staff met in a secret, unpublicized location, after which those present went to their school sites to secure select signatures against Ms. Wildman. No one asked me to review or sign anything. I was appalled that the title of the document says it comes from the MEA. It is inappropriate for the public to believe that all teachers were given the opportunity to participate in this vote of no confidence. My biggest request is that all stakeholders be given an opportunity to evaluate the facts. Parents, the teachers, know you support us. If there are valid claims, let's take the time to evaluate them. If you essentially felt like your superintendent provided the services you expected, then please sign the letter, which would allow the union to formalize a real vote based on due process. It would also send a clear message to the school board that grievances should be addressed and opportunities for improvement should be identified so that the growth is encouraged and valued. As stakeholders, it is our responsibility to use evidence before we determine the fate of our district's future. Signing the letter does not undermine the teachers. It sends a message that you support slowing down and opening an evidence-based discussion that provides opportunities to practice what we preach, a growth mindset. There is another letter that has an unknown writer, but it's basically saying the same thing, except for also mentioning that there is financial burdens of letting Jennifer Wildman go early would cause up to $200,000 worth of money they would have to pay out when they already have a low financial stream at the school. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty long and we still have a ways to go. So after that letter, which had 65 people sign it in and amongst the town, or 68, excuse me. So the current contract employing Dr. Wildman as superintendent was ratified by the district board in July 2021 to extend through June 24. The contract agreement also stipulates a yearly performance evaluation and establishes contingencies for termination of the agreement, including clauses for non-renewal, termination with cause, and termination without cause. Despite some public concerns, the board did not terminate Dr. Wildman's contract, instead voting not to extend it through June 2025, as proposed in the June 14th meeting agenda. As it stands, the vote of no confidence amounts to a symbolic gesture, and despite her contract extension being voted down without further action by the board or her own resignation, Dr. Wildman will remain in her position for another 2 years. Eastern Sierra Now reached out to Dr. Wildman for a comment, and she gave the following statement. The board voted in open session not to extend my contract. However, my current contract remains in place till June 24. I remain committed to working on behalf of all of the students in our district. Although there has been some division in the community, I believe we can work together to make things great for our kids. After reading Eastern Sierra Now's first story on this issue, a Mammoth teacher who was involved at the initial staff meeting and vote of no confidence reached out to add their perspective and contribute details they felt were unrepresented. They requested to be quoted anonymously as they believe they risk retaliation by speaking openly. So we had a meeting. It was stitched together in haste because basically the union president didn't want to touch it. She has a lot of issues that's going on right now. Those of us that were involved were upset that she wouldn't do it. And so we had a meeting where we tried to get as many people as we could to show up. And so we had teachers from all sites, all four sites, Mammoth High School, Mammoth Middle School, Mammoth Elementary School, and Sierra High School. I'd say about 40 teachers in a room. And so we discussed proposing a vote of no confidence, and two of the staff members wrote it. And then the understanding was that the next day, those of us at the meeting were going to go and approach at our individual sites, our teachers, asking them, respecting their opinion, whether they wanted to sign or not, if they wanted to participate in the vote of no confidence. It was signed by a majority, over 50% of the staff and 63% of the classified. I want to say all but three of the high school teachers signed the vote of no confidence. One of the leads in this did not submit that signature list to the board because Jennifer Wildman has a history of retaliation, and this person was advised by the California Teachers Association to not submit the list of signatures for that exact same reason. Small town politics, education is tough. And then when you have to deal with this extracurricular business on top of it, it drains you. Being a part of submitting a vote of no confidence and no trust isn't grounds to release a teacher, but she can make my life more difficult if she wants to. And I don't want that. I'd rather use my energy trying to educate. With both administration and teaching staff expressing their determination to continue serving the community and facing the unknowns of the upcoming school year, time will tell how the state of education in the Mammoth Unified School District proceeds. Well, that's a cluster, you know what? So, yeah, there's a lot of sides on this, and there's a lot of a lot of people that are pretty passionate about this subject. Well, it's our kids, of course. Everybody's always passionate about that. I was a teacher for 5 years, and it's always an uproar in some way about something. So this is just the current one. So here we go. As we get more information, we will let you know. But as of now, Wildman remains superintendent of MUSD through June of 2024. And that's pretty much where it's going to lie, I think, at this point, unless something happens from the school board. They're the only ones that can actually change that. Or Wildman resigns and goes on to a different job or something. Then that would change it. But in the meantime, it's pretty much just left at that. So we'll walk away from it, too, because that's crazy. there's a lot of sides going around there. So but definitely stay tuned with Eastern Sierra. Now, if we hear anything, we will post it immediately. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us as well. And no, I'm not going to say who Anonymous was. So that's going to be it for the day. Thank you all so much for listening. And we will be checking back in with you tomorrow on Wednesday. Remember, go get that app. You want it. I promise.